This is WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. We are remembering actor James Gandolfini, who died yesterday in Italy at age 51. Before his star-making role as mob boss Tony Soprano in the hit HBO series The Sopranos, the New Jersey native was acting in plays at Park Ridge High School in Bergen County. He then went on to Rutgers University in New Brunswick. And despite all his later successes, Gandolfini remained what Governor Chris Christie called a true Jersey guy. Joining me to discuss what Gandolfini was like during some of those formative years in New Jersey is Star Ledger columnist Mark Diano. He's a Pulitzer finalist in commentary this year, and he befriended Gandolfini when the two were classmates at Rutgers University. Thanks for joining me, Mark, and congratulations on your Pulitzer final.
Oh, thanks very much, Amy.
What was he like? What were your impressions of him when you first met him?
Well, you know, he was a kid that had a lot of self-confidence. He was a good-looking kid, thin, you know, broad-shouldered, had a lot of hair, and, you know, wanted to be an actor. I mean, he told everybody he was going to be an actor. And I think that, you know, based on how he carried himself and his appearance at that time, he probably saw himself as becoming, you know, the leading man type. And, you know, of course, he changed physically over the years fairly dramatically, as many of us do, and sort of settled into that more of a character actor look prior to The Sopranos. When he went up for the role in The Sopranos, he never thought he was going to get it because fat, overweight guys, balding guys don't get those kind of roles.
Did you get any sense, knowing him at
Absolutely
that time, do you
not.
Think he had any sense that he was going to make it big?
I'd love to sit here and say to you, yeah, and I always knew that he was going to be a great success. But, you know, we all had dreams at that age. We all had ambitions, and we all thought of ourselves as of having potential to get somewhere great, and none of us knew how to get there.
Yeah. I understand that you were responsible for that scar on his forehead that you often saw during those close-ups of him during The Sopranos.
We were running around the dorms. We were having a dart gun fight. And he was coming out of a room while I knew he was hiding. So I kicked in the door as he was coming out with a big, heavy metal dorm door, hit him right in the forehead and actually knocked him down and out. And when he came to, we took him to St. Peter's Hospital and got him stitched up. I paid the bill. And I remember very specifically, it was $25.
You write at the end of your column today in the Star Ledger, he was a Jersey guy. One of us, through and through. What made James Gandolfini a Jersey guy?
There are people in our popular culture that have been unabashed Jerseyans. You know, Springsteen, Bon Jovi, the governor, Governor Christie, is certainly one of those guys that, you know, is sort of very proud of that Jersey heritage and that personality. I think for Gandolfini, and again, I have to, you know, reiterate that I knew him a long time ago, and really what I know about him post the success of The Sopranos is only what I've heard from my TV critics and other people that know him, and what I've read is that he really seems to be a guy that was that deflected all that celebrity, that he was uncomfortable with it, that he saw himself as a lunch bucket workaday actor, which is very much sort of the Jersey psyche.
Mark Diano is a Star Ledger columnist. He was a Pulitzer finalist in commentary this year. He wrote a column today in the Star Ledger about his memories of actor James Gandolfini. They were college friends. Thanks so much for joining us, Mark.
Okay, thank you. It was great. It was a real pleasure talking to you. Bye-bye.
This is WNYC.